Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking cancer and red meat with Shailene McNeil in just a moment.
It's cattle deworming time, and I'm so psyched about using Cydectin Injectable that I wrote y'all a little rap ditty. Only twice a year you'll be needing this unique and effective mix. It's proven to be long-lasting, so your herd is always first pick. A quick and effective shot will do the trick. It's all you need to do the deed, so get injectin' with Cydectin. Get injectin with Cydectin. The cattle's all a-mooing. The dung beetles are not phased. Greener pastures are a-stewing, making Cydectin all the craze. A quick and effective shot will do the trick. It's all you need to do the deed. So get injectin with Cydectin. Get injectin with Cydectin.
To learn more about Cydectin Injectable and its short withholding time and its numerous benefits, talk to your veterinarian or Beringer Ingelheim VetMedica, Inc. representative today. Do not treat cattle within 21 days of slaughter. Do not use in female dairy cattle breeding age, veal calves, or calves less than 8 weeks of age.
She's a dietitian and PhD. Dr. Shailene McNeil is executive director of nutrition research for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. She was in Paris when the IARC panel of experts could not come to a consensus regarding red meat and processed meat and its connection to cancer. She says the recent decision by the international agency connected to the World Health Organization is flawed at best.
Well, this is a body of science that we've been taking a really close look at, and the bottom line is the scientific evidence just simply does not support a causal association between any type of red or processed meat and any type of cancer. And that's based on the fact that about half of the time, the studies that we do see aren't even positively associated. We also see that anytime associations are seen, they're very weak in magnitude. And we also see that this body of evidence is weakening over time. So that doesn't look like a sufficient link in any way. And for those reasons, we just don't believe that the evidence supports a causal relationship.
And McNeil says it's very important to understand how IARC actually came to the conclusions they released earlier this week.
Well, first thing it's important to note that IARC usually depends on a consensus view. In this case, they didn't get a consensus view. They only got a majority view. So there was a select group of scientists who came to this conclusion. And they relied mainly on observational data, data that's correlation but not causation. It shouldn't be used to establish cause and effect. These are weak studies, and that's why we disagree with the conclusions that IARC has come to.
With this report out from this International Health Agency, a part of the World Health Organization, carries a lot of credibility no matter what individual dietitians say. And Shailene, you are a dietitian. You work for the cattle industry. But as you talk to maybe folks that you know, what's your advice then regarding red meat, processed meat in relationship to a healthy, balanced diet?
I've looked at this very carefully, not only as a registered dietitian and a nutrition scientist, but I'm also a mom who's feeding beef and processed meats to my children as part of a healthy and balanced diet. And my advice isn't changing. The most important things that we can do for our health and to reduce our risk for cancer are to maintain a healthy weight, get physically active, eat a balanced diet, and of course, do not smoke.
Dr. Shailene McNeil of NCBA. James Coughlin is a toxicologist who's worked a great deal in the arena of meat and cancer, and he says that the IARC review process is flawed, primarily due to a lack of transparency, selective inclusion or exclusion of studies, and broad interpretation of study results that are inconsistent with the conclusions many times of the actual study authors. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 88th National FFA Convention and Expo in Louisville, Kentucky, the end of October, and it will be a huge celebration of the blue and gold. A large contingent will be coming from Oklahoma, and Ron Hayes will be covering the convention and Oklahoma FFA members from start to finish. Listen for his reports on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Read web stories on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Follow on Facebook and catch his tweets. His handle is Ron_on_Ron. Our coverage is a service of the Oklahoma FFA Alumni Association, the Oklahoma FFA Association, and ITC, your energy superhighway.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.